You're listening to SBS News.
A new report has revealed the federal government may introduce a plastic tax as early as 2020 in an effort to reduce Australia's mounting waste problem. Australia had been exporting a large portion of its recyclable waste to China, but China has since tightened its contamination standards and banned 24 types of waste. The global wealth manager, Credit Suisse's report, The Age of Plastic, A Tipping Point, says those restrictions have had what it calls a colossal impact on Australia. It predicts by the 2020-21 financial year, the government will be forced to introduce an emergency tax on virgin resin or unused and unprocessed plastic. The report says the government may also enforce tariffs on imported plastic goods, bans on single-use plastics, and tax incentives for products with recycled content. Dr. Trevor Thornton, a lecturer in hazardous materials management at Melbourne's Deakin University, says governments around the country have been building towards such measures.
All the governments have made a commitment by 2025 to really reduce, in essence, reduce the amount of single-use plastic from a variety of different types of products. So I think there will be some work over the next year or so. I mean, the Victorian government's looking at that, Queensland and so forth, to look at strategies of how they can reduce tax, and I guess economic incentives or disincentives is one really positive way of doing that, because that's what businesses often just listen to.
The most recent national data shows in 2014-15, Australia generated 64 million tonnes of waste. Out of that, 54% went to recycling, 4% to energy recovery, and 42% to disposal in landfill and incineration. In 2016-17, Australia exported more than 4.2 million tonnes of recycled materials, with more than 1.2 million going to China. China had used the exported materials, like plastics, paper, and cardboard, to create other products. But as Dr. Thornton explains, China's tighter regulations have affected 99% of the recycled materials Australia had been exporting to the country.
Our recyclables were quite contaminated, and so, as an example, the Chinese had to spend some time and effort to really get rid of that, which increased the cost associated with it. They also improved their recycling efforts internally as well, which was great. So they've sort of said, well, we don't want yours because we've got enough and we don't want all this dirty recyclables. So they said, we're no longer going to take it unless it's at a certain quality. Other countries have followed suit of saying, well, we don't want to take it anymore. So this has left Australia in the position of a lot of recyclables, no markets, and what do they do with it is really the question.
Dr. Thornton says Australia needs to be smarter to deal with the changing circumstances.
A lot of the recyclables at the moment are being stockpiled. Obviously, we still use some within Australia, you know, a lot of paper and cardboard, metals and so on, but we're stockpiling it so that hopefully markets get developed. And so that's really getting back to this economic argument of how best to address it. We've got to develop the market so people, businesses, purchase the recyclables and use it to make products rather than using virgin plastics and virgin metals and so on.
The Credit Suisse report comes ahead of a national target for reducing waste, which the federal government is expected to announce in early December. Fairfax Media reports Australia will divert 80% of its waste from landfill by 2030 under the changes. There would also be a target of reducing the total waste generated by each Australian by 10% by 2030. In September, Environment Minister Melissa Price announced new national packaging targets, with 70% of plastic packaging to be recycled or composted by 2025. All packaging will also have to have an average of 30% recycled content by 2025. Waste Management Association of Australia Chief Executive Gail Sloan says her organisation welcomes those targets.
These are effectively a national target that aligns now with the state-based targets. So that they're all at our states are all at different, I guess, levels of diversion. So this actually gives us a national target to hit and for states to work out how they're going to hit it. But we actually need the roadmap and the funding and the strategies to actually achieve them. Because as we know, a target alone doesn't get hit. It needs all the infrastructure behind it to achieve it.
While a large portion of waste management falls to the larger companies, Ms Sloan says every Australian can also play a part.
Well, first of all, they can avoid buying purchases they don't need. So anything in plastic that's not necessary, don't take it. They can avoid buying food they don't need, because we know that food waste is about 40% of what goes to landfill, and they could save themselves as much as $6 a week. So once you've reduced as much waste as you can, think about what you buy. Start buying things made from recycled content, because that's going to create the market demand in Australia to recycle these products. And then put the products in the right place and keep it really simple. Buy product. Just put your plastic, steel, aluminium, glass separately in the yellow bin.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.